Trick question. You've owned a property before. Can you get the first home buyer assistance? We're going to talk about that and we're going to surprise you. Stay tuned. Monday morning. Good morning, everyone.
First home buyers. Good morning, everyone.
How are you, Billy?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Do you know
what? I went to the Serbian festival yesterday.
Nice. I was dreaming about first home buyers last night.
You know what?
It's the blood flowing.
It's good, hey. Like, it's good that the government's having a fair crack at helping people. It's been going on a long time now. There's probably been a good 15 years of incentives now to come through to first home buyers. But the problem is it's forever changing. And I think as you know, it's money on the table to buy Australian real estate. Yeah. And I find it difficult to follow. And I know that purchasers out there, old, young, whatever model they are, really find it difficult. Furthermore, if you go online to do the research, it's still hard.
Yeah, it's really tricky. And it's even worse when you're starting your search and then it's not a transaction necessarily completed in 1 month. You know, there's a heap of savings, the time that goes into it. There's a heap of research. There's a heap of, time spent on the floor getting around with your pre-approval. So sometimes this can be a 12-month ordeal, and a purchaser or a first home buyer is starting their research with one incentive and actually ending it with another because it's changed or something new has been introduced. So typically, when we find a changing government, that's when you start to see your biggest changes implemented.
And then there was that stamp duty thing where you could, delay it and pay it over the years and stuff like that, put on the table, take it off the table. But what we want to let people know today, which I think was the most exciting part of it, was it was a couple of things. I'll tell you the second most exciting first, in my opinion, is that it's up to $800,000. You can get zero stamp duty up to $800,000, but even up to not $1 million, it ratchets down. And what I mean by that is if you click in at $900,000, you're still only paying half the stamp duty. Not a bad idea, because a lot of people choose not to compete as first home buyers when they get to $800,000. So sometimes buying something for $810,000, you still get a bit more than 90% off your stamp duty, but I think you get probably a fair chunk off your price.
Yeah, I agree. Can I tell you the most exciting part?
Yep.
As far as eligibility goes for a first home buyer assistance these days, it's obviously the obvious. A person who has not owned or had an investment in residential property, whether that's been lived in or an investment. However, if you've not had interest in a property in over 10 years, you're also eligible. That's what people don't know.
Eligible.
10 years without having interest in your own residential property, whether that's investment or an owner occupier, you are you're ready, you're set, you go.
That sounds like people are robbing the bank. So just to wrap around that, guys and girls, working example, you owned a property with your now ex-husband, your former husband, had some kids, you lived in the property, you're now 50, 55, and you're 10 years later, you can get a first home buyer grant and pay no stamp duty. Like, who would ever think that you've owned a family home who would ever think at 55 that you can get the first home buyer grant, it is on the table ready for you to take.
Yeah, and it's a saving of about $30,000 by the time you wrap in, you know, stamp duty paid on $800,000 and, you know, some of the other really wonderful benefits. If you're a key worker, a single parent, there's just so much there that you know, might have thought this is all too impossible, but it really isn't once you start looking at some of the assistance schemes.
The name first home buyer is false, misleading and deceptive, because this part doesn't make sense. First home buyer, I'm not a first home buyer, but I can pay no stamp duty. That's incredible.
Yeah. So where do you go as a first home buyer or someone out of the market in 10 years, where do you go to get this info, Mark?
I like to stick to government websites because I think they're more stable, but they're more complicated. Where would you go?
Yeah, I'd jump onto Google, whack in Revenue New South Wales. You can have a look. It does actually break it down in three different sort of tables, what you can get. And from there, I'd pick up the phone and I'd give a broker a call. People don't realize, I think, still that the job of a mortgage broker is actually to work for you, get you the best rate, and assess multiple different lending panels. The difference between a broker and, you know, dealing with someone directly at the bank is, you know, sometimes at the bank they can only offer their one service, whereas a broker can obviously look at different options and give you a variety of choices. And they don't get paid by you. They get paid by, you know, finding you a good result. So there's no cost to pick up the phone and engage a broker.
Now, before we go, two other programs. You can buy with a 2.5% deposit. You can buy with a 2.5% deposit, not have to pay lender's mortgage insurance. If you are a key worker, a nurse, a police officer, a firey. So if you're, there's a couple of other, have a look if you fit into that key worker category, because you only have to pay 2.5%. And another thing that's still on the table that I'm surprised people have not taken up is equity share. So what actually happens is the government, instead of buying with your partner, you can buy with the government, you can enjoy the property, and you can share the profits with the government when you sell 5, 10, 30, 40 years down the track.
It allows you to get into your own property, though. I know so many people are worried about the rental climate at the moment as well. Just have a conversation with a broker and you might actually find yourself in a position where renting and, you know, buying could be a very similar story. So in the week, I was at a little one bedroom in Howard Avenue, got chatting to a guy working on a site next door doing the balconies, and he thought, wow, I never even considered potentially buying. But when I look at the repayments, it would almost be identical to my rent.
So, guys, well, we want to basically give you the breadcrumbs to head towards first home buyer grant stuff, because it's much more, there's much more value in there than what first meets the eye. And if you want to dig, call us. We'll put you in the right direction on these first home buyer grants and run them through you and tell you what you could be eligible for. Google it, of course. You can find out, but you'll probably spend a bit more time, or ask your, if you've got a great broker that does a lot of first home buyer stuff, you know, give them a call as well. There's plenty of incentives out there. And as Luke says, the governments love property, and the governments want you to save for the future. They want you to be a good citizen and save for yourself, put a roof over your head, and they will help you to be a good citizen to do that.
Take it up, I say.
Go get them, legends. Have a great day, Billy Bob. What are you doing today? What happens on a Monday for Billy? The old man in the young man's body.
Well, this morning from 10 o'clock to about 12 o'clock, we go and look at all the new properties coming on. Then we jump back into the office. I've actually got a valuation today. across the road for a property I sold last week, and then get on the phone and start calling everyone that we met on the weekend. Yeah.
Dang the light, we'll be here, Billy.
We'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight, guys. 8 to 8.
Boom! Have a good one, everyone. Enjoy the beautiful weather today. Look at that. Not a cloud in the sky.
It's a cracker. Enjoy. See you later.
See ya.